Welcome to this flight A112, destination Madrid. The Commandant Cristina Rodriguez and all the crew wish you a safe flight. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. Fasten your seat belts, sit back and relax. We are going to take off in a few minutes. Our passengers today are very special. You are all single women. Hello, ladies. We hope you enjoy the trip and please pay attention to the safety instructions. There are 4 exits, 2 left and 2 right. In case of emergency, you have a life vest under your seat. We are sure this is gonna be a shaky flight. The oxygen mask is on the top in case you need to breathe deeply. Madrid has got 6.5 million citizens, and you are lucky because there are different men's profiles in this city. Now you are going to hear some information about each one of them. In front of you, you can find a remote control to choose your favorite type of man. If you want to hear some secrets about the hipster man, please press 1. An impossible haircut, completely shaved at the back and a long fringe over the forehead. Big color glasses, despite having a perfect eyesight. Long beard, square shirt buttoned to the top, and tattoo on the forearm. Skinny turn-up jeans and always connected to Instagram or Vine. This is the Spanish hipster, a well-read person who likes hanging to the independent places. You can find them in the district of Malasaña, which is a creative and countercultural scene, center of Plaza de Dos de Mayo. You may compare it to Camden Town in London and the East Village in the New York City. Paco Fernández lives in Madrid since he was born, and he's a guy who loves hanging out in Malasaña on Saturday with his friends.
People there are great. You can meet almost any kind of person there, you know, from other countries also. Everybody is very friendly, and as the night goes by, more and more people gather outside the bars to drink beers, to talk. It's impossible to get bored there.
Ojalá is a trending restaurant in San Andrés Street. It has got 2 floors which simulate the surfer ambient. You can eat the menu sitting in the scene, a perfect place for those ones who mix the coast in the middle of the city. Darío Santana is from Canary Island, and when he went to Madrid, he fell in love with this bar because it reminds him the sea.
You have the sensation that you are in a kind of terrace in the beach, and it's really amazing. When I'm there, I remember all my time in the beach, and it's amazing.
Picnic is another great place to have a beer and tapas. The hipster will surprise you with this bar decorated with a really background looking air. Agustín Quesada is the common Spanish hipster who always likes discovering new places.
Well, the first time I came in, it really kept my attention that there are like a really cool red sofas made of leather, and I think this is very, very attractive, and it tells you, hey, stay here, grab a drink, drink with us. The good thing is that you can listen to live music there. Yeah, it's incredible. Like, it's a very, very alternative and typical pub of Malasaña.
As art lovers, the hipster won't take you to the usual museums. Few people know about the Romanticism Museum, near Tribunal Underground. This museum has got its collection in an old 18th palace. You can see the different rooms, furniture, musical instruments, even the toilet. Yes, it has got the toilet where our King Fernando VII used. La Tabacalera used to be an old tobacco factory in Madrid, but now is an art center with free exhibition about everything you can imagine. African dance, bicycle workshops, TV documentary and flea markets. At night, the hipster usually goes to dance to the indie club in Madrid called Ocho y Medio. Concerts, pop sessions, indie, rock, alternative hits and a lot of fun. In the other hand, there is the Independence Club, where every night is a party. Next to the famous Calderon Theatre, in this club you can dance leading by the retro music with the best DJs until your feet leave the ground. If you prefer the posh man, please press 2.
Tight pants, striped shirt and moccasins is the perfect look for the posh guy. If you want to find him, you should walk around the gold mine. Serrano, Goya or Alcala are the perfect streets for you. Their stops, cafes and restaurants will immerse you in the little Upper East Side of Madrid.
Marta is a fourth grade student at CEU University.
It's an amazing area. I live here since I was 5 and I love it. I can find everything I want. It's the best place for shopping and enjoying your life.
Really close to La Castellana, you can rest in one of their many hotels as rich. This 5-star hotel is an icon of Madrid. International receptions and the best brunch of the city takes place here. The rooms will translate you to the rich past and make you feel a princess for a day. On Sundays, you cannot miss a cup of champagne on its terrace.
Emilio Galíndez explains us how is brunch.
It's my first time here at Ritz and I enjoyed the brunch a lot. A lot of food, good champagne, and the best atmosphere. Definitely, I recommend it.
Another option is Wellington Hotel, close to La Puerta de Alcalá and near to the famous club Gavana. Maybe a good place to find your prince. After a good sleep, it's time to culture. El Prado is a mandatory stop in the Gold Mile. Its permanent exposition will give you a sum of art. This huge museum could take you days, so the best option is choose what exactly you want to see. Now it's lunchtime, and here you have all the restaurants you can imagine. The eat place right now is Marietta, but you need to book weeks in advance. Famous for the atmosphere, the big tree inside the restaurant won't let you indifferent. The recommendations, eggplants with hummus and their thin pizza. A cheap place for enjoying a Spanish dish with modern blast. If you cannot get a table, you can always have lunch or dinner in Lateral, a modern and sophisticated restaurant, perfect to try the famous Spanish tapas. Their star dish, solomillo with foie. At the end of the long day, I'm sure you are excited to meet posh guys and have a drink. The best option is Ramses, famous for its mojitos and gin tonics. Now you have all the information you need, and if you want to know more about the posh man and the Gold Mile, contact with the crew. Thank you.
For the modern, press 3.
Printed shirts, classic shoes made of alternative textures, and a three-day staff bird. His hair looks messy, but that's not by chance. Yes, ladies, we're nice to meet the modern man. The one we've always loved to be with. He's intelligent, hardworking, handsome, funny, and into fashion. But wait, can we trust its perfect appearance?
The modern Spanish man lives in a district called La Latina. Located so close to the old part of Madrid, La Latina is a charming place, full of typical Spanish bars, theaters, and small shops. It's a spot where old tradition and young people coexist. Our modern man will wake up early in the morning. After taking a shower and dressing up following the latest trends, he will take us to a bar called Do It to taste a delicious brunch. We can find this eco-friendly bar in Maria de Molina Street. Our man loves design and gastronomy, and this cozy place is a synonym of both. After the brunch, he will go to Reina Sofia Museum. The museum is close to Atocha train station. Art, art, art. Don't forget your trendy glasses, ladies. Berta Sureda is the director of public activities of Reina Sofia Museum, and she gives another point of view of the artistic lifestyle in Spain.
Nowadays, we have more movements, more art movements in Madrid, because we want to get closer to the new generations. We want to change our programs and we want to achieve something different from the past.
When talking about strategies and improvement, she states this.
We have to make art something that the new generations want to explore, and this is a huge consumer market, and if we don't try to adapt ourselves to make it more fancy, something that they will like to be related with, then we will be losing a huge, huge potential area of consumers, and new people have a lot of new ideas.
Are you hungry? Don't worry. Our man is so cosmopolitan, he will drive us to Yakitora. Yeah, Japanese fusion food for your pleasure. The chef, Chicote, is famous in Spain and he's been working for many TV shows. The restaurant is not that expensive though. Be ready for a gastro-romantic experience. After a bottle of wine, you feel great talking about Arco, the contemporary art fair of Madrid, architecture and poetry. Yes, girl, you're in the way. You both feel so artistic that the modern man will have another cool idea. Let's go to Matadero. Matadero is a big pavilion located in the city center of Madrid. It's an artistic place in which you'll find exhibitions, independent films, markets and workspaces. Oh, what a coincidence, right? Today they celebrate the design market. He buys a couple of beers and you walk around the place while listening to Chau la Reina or Hola a todo el mundo. Playing live, of course. Greg Paris is a French upcoming designer, part of Yoro Kobu team, who shows his work at Matadero.
Yeah, Matadero is a great platform for upcoming artists like me to be known, or at least to be able to share and to show to the people the work I'm doing. Yeah, I come from France, and it's quite interesting to see how young people in Spain today are really creative with new projects, startups, and things are really moving here. And I got this feeling that especially in Madrid, things are really happening right now.
If you're looking for the emergency exits, you'll find one. It's located at the metro station Legazpi. Direction, home. The other one is at that club nearby. But if you want to enjoy your flight, relax and be yourself. Not everyone has to pretend they're fashionable designers. Have fun, ladies.
And the Joker, press 4.
If you haven't disconnected your headphone yet, means that the voice described are not what you are looking for. So, here I am with the last one, the Joker Boy. The chase of flirting are 100% guaranteed. Those guys feel like meeting you as much as you're them. Let them show you the city without complication. Be ready to visit Madrid through plans that do not fail. First step, if you want to meet a Joker boy, by the time you arrive in Madrid, you should go to the heart of the city and look for Hermanos Becker Street. There's a place in a beautiful Art Deco building where the pure passion and the beautiful song prevails. I'm talking about the pop bar Déjate Besar, which means let yourself be kissed. But humans cannot only be filled with kisses, lovers also need to eat. If you are in Madrid, you can miss the opportunity of going to Flash Flash restaurant. Do not hesitate to order the speciality of the house, omelette.
Four combos, extra by two chili cheese samplers, a basket of liver and onion rings, a catch of the day, and a steak cut in the shape of a trout. You got all that, honey?
We have been there talking to Rafa Parra. He has been server for 3 years.
Flash Flash, it's a landmark restaurant as a meeting point for all ages, where absolutely everything is to the client. An attractive and original gastronomic experience. The menu includes savory and sweet omelets, burgers, a variety of salads, and a menu of the day based on international cuisine. And everything is with our Mediterranean touch. The keys to our success are eat well, a good price, fast and combined with the best service. The decor is also exquisite, predominantly white and black portraits in natural size of the model and photographer Karen Leeds, using camera and lighting, since the flash of the camera acts as a point of light in the space.
Sabor de amor, todo me sabe a ti. Comerte sería un placer porque nada me gusta más que tú.
If you come to Madrid, besides eating omelette, you cannot live without tasting the best wines of the area. Let me introduce you La Viña, much more than a wine shop. Specialists, winemakers and sommeliers will be treating you. They have a dining room on the top floor where you can enjoy a selection of tapas and wines. And at night, you can reserve a space to participate in courses on wine and gastronomy. Cheers! Wanna visit some of the most famous monuments in the city? Walk all the afternoon around Opera District. Over there, you will discover the Real Palace, the Cathedral, and the roof of the buildings inspired in the Parisian houses. We have talked to Antonio. He's a student at the University of Fine Arts in Madrid.
I've been living in Madrid for 5 years, and I will never tire of visiting that place. There is no greater pleasure than see it while walking. To really enjoy it, you need a whole afternoon. Not only are the monuments, but the streets around them, shops, coffees. The wide environment invites you to transfer to an accent and noble Madrid. For me, the Opera District and its surroundings are the must-see if you come to Madrid. Especially for young people, it's the most spectacular open-air museum, and it's free.
When the sun comes down, there's a little and enchanted hideout to finish the day with your partner. Close to Plaza España, behind the Lirias Palace, you will enjoy the best hot chocolates ever in Madrid. I'm talking about the Secret Garden, a fairy tale come true.
Me siento, te amo, un hombre sobre ti, con fuego dentro del alma quemando el.
Let your imagination fly. Close your eyes and taste the essence of an extraordinary city.
Mi mariposa que muere agitando las alas, haciendo el amor en sus brazos, piel de mi propio fracaso. Hoy necesito tenerla.
Ladies, remember that you have to upload your pictures during your stay in Madrid with the hashtag The Senses of the City. Our Twitter is @MadridEuroponAir. Remember, hashtag The Senses of the City to @MadridEuroponAir. Hope you enjoyed this flight. Please sit back and fasten your seatbelts. We are landing in Madrid, the city of senses.